basically just kicking it around.
I'd like to convene the tax committee. We do not have the minutes from yesterday, so we'll pass over that, but we're in the middle of some business yesterday, and I'd like to recognize Representative Silver.
Mr. Chair, I move that House File 2285 be taken off the table.
Okay, the motion is before us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
Motion carried. Representative Silver.
Mr. Chair, I move that we reconsider Amendment A070977.
Okay, that motion is before us. And members, so you remember what it was. It was a very short amendment. So we'll take it as an oral amendment if you don't have it in your packet. But it was on page 2, after line 20, the language that was inserted was, by voting yes on this question, you are voting for a tax increase. That is the gist of the amendment. So the Solberg motion to reconsider the amendment is before us. All those in favor signify.
Mr. Chair,
or any discussion?
Mr. Chair, first of all, I'd request a roll call.
A roll call has been requested.
Is that, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, that's on the reconsideration?
Just yes.
So I understand. Okay, I do request a roll call on it, Mr. Chair.
Okay, roll call has been requested. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Sim Coles.
Go ahead,
Representative Simpson.
This is just discussion to the roll or to the recall, not to the bill itself, or to the amendment.
This is to the. This is a motion to reconsider the amendment.
Okay.
And then, if this motion passes, the amendment is before us, and then we will have a vote on the amendment if the amendment is moved.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I guess I would just note that the amendment. If I'm not mistaken, went on yesterday on bipartisan vote. I believe it was a recorded vote. I don't think there's any need to reconsider. I guess I'd be interested from Representative Solberg or others as to what the difference is this morning as opposed to last night. I would encourage members to oppose the motion to reconsider. And I guess absent some reason why what we did yesterday on a bipartisan basis should be redone this morning. So I would urge members to vote no without some basis for changing what we did last night.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, then roll call has been requested.
There's no reason.
Clerk will take the roll.
Carlson.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Rod.
No.
Dabney.
Aye.
De La Forest.
No.
Demmer.
No.
Dill.
Aye.
Earhart.
No.
Hillstrom.
Aye.
Yaros.
No.
Koonin.
Aye.
Coles.
No.
Lanning.
No.
Lesh. Liebling. Marquardt.
Yes.
Mullery. Paulson. Rubina.
No.
Simpson.
No.
Solberg.
Yes.
Tao?
Yes.
Tilbury?
Yes.
Goldschlager?
Yes.
Sellers?
No.
The motion carries by a vote of 12 to 9. So,
Simpson motion, I think, is before us.
Yeah, now we have the Simpson motion back before us, Representative.
Mr. Chair, I think we need
Marty,
all,
he needs to move it.
We need to all be able to turn off, I think, our cell phones.
Okay, is that causing the buzz?
I think it's the laptop, if you say. Oh, it might be the laptop, too.
But we'll try the cell phones going off. That's good.
There's the office for texting.
Not as well. Okay, the buzzing still is going. Are you picking us up on the tape, or is it just moving back?
Okay.
We're being picked up fine on the tape, which is the crucial part of it then, so...
Chair?
Okay,
Chair, can I turn myself? Mr. Chair, all I need is hand signals to get Representative Burkevine. I don't need any of this new stuff.
A little hand signaling or body language or whatever. Okay, Representative Simpson.
Thank you, members. I don't have the number, but whatever.
It's A070977.
Well, yesterday, folks, we put this on, and I think we put it on in bipartisan support for the fact that we want clarity. We want the public to know what they're doing. We do this in our school district, so I don't think this is asking anything that that is out of line. People should know what they're doing, and all this is doing is saying, if you vote for this, you're voting for a tax increase. And is that a secret? I don't think so. I think the public is well aware, but this clarifies it on the ballot, and that's all it says.
Representative Sturgis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd encourage you no vote. If you look at the language, it's very clear that it says increase in the sales tax. I trust the voters to read the question. I believe this is redundant.
Okay, any further discussion? Representative Rucavina.
Mr. Chair and members, you know, the libertarian streak in me always believes that you can't inform the voters enough in democracy. So I don't see what this serves at all. I really don't understand what you meant to do this. So I think democracy works best as the voters are. They gave you redundant stuff. The other language is kind of gets muddied in the amendment itself. So to add that, I think it's good for the public.
Representative Sturgis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My libertarian streak says less government, so let's get rid of that line.
Mr. Chair, I think when you're increasing the sales tax by 3/8 of a cent, there's more government.
Representative Lane.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't think that this is redundant, because when you look at the language, by increasing the sales and use tax rate, not everyone might interpret that as an increase in taxes. Therefore, I support the amendment.
Okay, Representative Coles.
Mr. Chair, I would request a roll call.
A roll call has been requested. Representative Coles.
Mr. Chairman, I would agree with Representative Lanning. My good friend, one of my two good friends from the Iron Range, sitting in the room here, Representative Rucavina. I don't see any problem with providing the voters this information, and I think people recognized last night on a bipartisan, or yesterday afternoon on a bipartisan basis, that this made a lot of sense. And I guess we're probably going to see some people who voted for it before they voted against it. I suspect that's the only reason that's back before us. But I'd urge members to be consistent. I'd urge members to support providing the voters with information that's useful to them in making their decision.
Okay, Representative Dill.
Well, I just wanted to bring a point to Representative Cole's testimony. Said one of his two good friends.
I apologize. I missed you, Representative. You were hanging behind Representative Rucavina.
Mr. Chairman, now that we know the friend network here, we'll...
Mr. Chairman, I would just note that there's four of them in the room. I missed Representative Dill behind Representative Rucavina. He was blocked by Representative Rucavina.
Coles, you got to be careful when you're dealing with the Iron Range delegation.
Indeed I do, Mr. Chair.
Representative Earhart.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would like to amend the amendment to say, put in the word gas before tax. I think it's only fair to give the governor an opportunity to have his gas tax on the ballot.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman. Representative Bride.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would oppose that. I think we want this one to pass.
You want this amendment to pass?
We Mr. Chairman and Representative Earhart, yes, I think it's very, I think this bill has been supported on a bipartisan basis, and if you put gas tax in front of it, I'm afraid that the voters will not speak the same way that they'll speak for the environment and the outdoors.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm wondering, are you talking about the bill or the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, either way.
Representative Bryan.
Well, I understand that from Representative Bryan that you're going to vote for this amendment. Are you going to vote for the bill?
Mr. Chairman,
I don't know that we need that debate. I think people will make their decisions as the various votes come before us. Representative Earhart, were you seriously making your amendment?
If it would help Representative Broad, I'd be happy to withdraw the amendment, but on the other hand, if she's not going to vote for the bill anyway, what difference does it make? I'll withdraw just because she's protesting so much.
Okay, the amendment then is before us. Any further discussion? Representative Dimmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not going to talk about gas tax, and I'm going to talk about all of my friends from there in range. I think that covers that part. But, Mr. Chair, I can't help but comment on the need to be for clarification. We had an amendment yesterday that would not have changed the bill at all. It's not an amendment that I offered that would have just separated the questions. It would not have changed anything about the outcome. It just would have said the voters had an opportunity to vote on two different aspects that are in here. One is for hunting and fishing, and one's for the arts. And they are both good things, but very distinctly different. And the amendment yesterday was to separate those two so people could very clear what they favored and what they didn't favor. And through fear of something, somebody's concerned that somebody's not going to like something, that was defeated, and I think that goes to clarity. And now this amendment to very clearly state that this is a tax increase. I don't think we can be clear enough with the voters so they understand what they're doing. And I think it's very interesting that this was put on, and less than 24 hours later, we bring it back up, and now we're removing it for some reason. So it just appears, Mr. Chair and members, that there's an attempt here to be less than as clear as we can be for whatever reason. I think that the public and those of us voting here need to understand that we're doing something here to try to make this less than completely clear. And for whatever those motives or those reasons, that needs to be said, Mr. Chair.
Okay, any further discussion? Representative Sellers.
Well, Mr. Chair, I've got my, as long as we're reconsidering amendments, I've got mine from last night, and we can do away with the Simpson Amendment, which takes it back to the original proposal, which is out of the current sales tax. So if this doesn't pass, maybe we want to try that. Then we don't have to worry about the language on the ballot next fall. But, Mr. Chair, that's, I guess, a foregone conclusion because we're going to reconsider this. And I think we all know the outcome, but I think it's rather disappointing. But there were, as Representative Hillstrom said, there were some folks here that didn't have a chance to vote last night. So I guess we'll all get a chance to vote on this in a little bit.
Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none, then the clerk will take the roll.
Carlson?
No.
Atkins?
No.
Broad?
Yes.
Dabney?
No.
De La Forest?
Yes.
Demmer?
Yes.
Dill? Earhart?
Yes.
No. Yaros?
Yes.
Lanning.
Yes.
Lesh. Weebling. Marquardt.
No.
Mullery. Paulson. Rubina.
Yes.
Simpson.
Yes.
Solberg.
No.
Tao.
No.
Tilbury. Goldschlager. Zellers.
Aye.
Be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Rules Committee.
Wait, Mr. Chair. I believe it needs to go
to Ways and Means.
Oh, we need to go to Ways and Means. So, Representative Solberg modifies his motion then to Ways and Means. Any discussion on the motion? Representative De La Forest?
Mr. Chairman, only that I would request a roll call vote.
Roll call has been requested. Okay, Representative Coles.
Mr. Chairman, I will be brief. I think it's unfortunate that we are taking these two very distinct issues, tying them together, the outdoors and the arts. I disagree with one of my four good friends in the room from the Iron Range, Representative Sertich, that this is the best way to get it passed. I think that we are walking down the road of a constitutional amendment that's likely to fail. And that is a concern to me. I have been a supporter of the dedicated funding for the outdoors and continue to be a supporter of that. However, I just at this point I can't support this with the arts in here. I don't think that it's I don't think they rise to the same level. I think they're completely distinct issues, and I urge the members to vote no.
Okay. Any further discussion, Representative Rukavina?
You know, Mr. Chair, members, and
Sertich, I have absolutely no problem with the outdoors and the arts being funded. In fact, the arts are just as important, not more so, and culture is just as important as hunting, fishing, and clean water, etc. So that part of it doesn't bother me. What bothers me is, you know, there's going to be a lot of money spent to support this amendment and very little on the other side to oppose it, just like the MVEST amendment. The MVEST amendment was totally wrong, members. I don't care if you need transportation or if you need mass transit or whatever, you should fund it with the fares tax out of the general fund, and that's the income tax. Yesterday, the governor said he vetoed that tax bill of ours to provide property tax relief for 100% of this the people of the state, because it takes money out of one person's pocket and puts it in another. You know, when you take money out of, let's say, the smokers, the smoking tax that he implemented 2 years ago, and that's money out of the poorest of the poor, and put it into the pockets of government so that people that can get Minnesota care or funding can be there for K-12 education. It's money that comes out of one person's pocket and goes into somebody else's. And I'm looking at it just a regressive tax, as a regressive tax as that, and being increased. I don't know why it's the obligation of the, again, lower and middle income people to pay a disproportionate amount of their income and a much higher percentage of their income to clean up our planet and our state and fund the arts, that they probably don't go to the Guthrie Theater or whatever, than it is for fair taxes. You know, at some point, we got to take on the governor and say, Governor, you know, get your head out of the clouds here. To make that statement yesterday was absolutely asinine, that you take one money out of a person's pocket and put it in another, because that's what we do every time around here. And my real concern, Representative Sertich, is you're here as a leader negotiating, and there's no money to negotiate with. And now, if your amendment passes, which it will because it's touchy-feely for the environment, and all these groups that are out here, whether they're arts or quail hunters or deer hunters or mourning dove hunters, are going to pump millions of dollars in advertising, just like all those transportation people did. And we took $300 million in transportation money out of the general fund that went to educate our kids and went to take care of my mother and my aunt in a nursing home, and now we're going to do the same with another $290 million. I think it's disgusting that you people sitting around this table don't want to do your job and make the tough decisions, and you all have the opportunity to fund the arts and to fund the environment by statutorily doing it. You know, Tony, my good friend, you're in the middle of negotiation here, and you need money to accomplish the things we want to accomplish. And when you're maybe speaker 10 years from now, you're going to wonder why you did this. I'm voting no on this, and it's not because I'm against funding for the outdoors or the arts. It's because I'm against giving up the legislative job I got elected to do to somebody else and then tying the hands of future legislatures when they need to find the money to do the good things we need to do ahead of the arts and the outdoors. So that's why I'm voting against this bill.
Okay, Representative Wolfschlager.
Oh. Chair, members. You know, point well taken, Representative Rukavina. I'm a freshman. I represent Lake Pepin. 40% of Minnesota's watershed goes into Lake Pepin. We are downhill or downstream from the metropolitan area. And we are filling in Lake Pepin three times faster than what Mother Nature intended. That's my district. We have walleye contests every week. I agree on the arts. We have a vibrant arts area. And I have waited before I got into the legislature for you and others to do something. It hasn't been accomplished. Is this perfect? Probably not. But I feel a responsibility to my area to do something, and so I'm voting yes.
Okay, Representative Earhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted my good friend, Representative Rukavina, to know that today I agree with him, which is not always the case. Thank you.
Mr. Chair,
on that point, Representative Rukavina.
Still got gas over there.
Representative Dimmer.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm gonna echo. Other than the comments about the income tax, I'm gonna agree with Representative Rukavina also. It's precisely my thinking. I think this is not about whether or not we're interested in funding the arts. This is not about whether we're interested in funding the outdoors and fishing and hunting and wildlife. Just like Representative Rukavina said, it's not about whether those things are important and whether we should be doing those. What is important is how we do it. This needs to be in the Constitution about like we need to have a dedication for education, about like we need to have a dedication for transportation, about like we need to have a dedication for health and human services. And we're going down that path of giving up what is extremely important, and that is our duty, our responsibility, both today and legislators in the future, to decide the priorities and where funds should go and where they should come from. We can argue all day long about whether we should increase income taxes or not increase income taxes, increase sales tax, not increase sales tax. But that is a discussion and argument that should happen by legislators in the legislative bodies. This does not belong in the Constitution to take a portion of sales tax and take that out of our hands. So I got to agree 100% with Representative Rukavina. And I think we all need to take pause and think about what we're doing and how this is going to last. Because this is something that will not get taken back out again. And whether you've been here for many years representing folks and making decisions in our state legislature, or a few years like me, or maybe you're brand new like some others, you need to think real hard about what we're doing and the precedent we're setting here and what this could mean for the future and future legislators and future groups lobbying for their funding to try to get it quote-unquote secured by convincing legislators that we need to put it in the Constitution and take it out of the hands of legislators making those decisions. So members, I think it's bad policy, it's a bad direction for our state, and I would strongly encourage you to think strong before you vote yes for this.
Representative Zellers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and the tax purist argument and the dedication of the Constitution is a notable case, but I'm going to speak on behalf of the folks that started this long ago, and Representative Coles actually corrected me. It wasn't 3/16, it was an eighth of a percentage when this originally started. And that was the hunters and fishermen who said, we're paying a lot in sales tax. We don't want all of the money that we're paying in sales tax. We just want a tiny little bit of it to go back into maintaining land, lakes, waters, trails, fishing, so that when we go out fishing with our kids, it's going to be there 20 and 30 and 50 years, 100 years from now. That's all this was. It's turned into quite the behemoth of groups and increases in taxes. But the folks that started this long ago who were doing the work for their members, and this wasn't a lobbyist-driven thing. It wasn't a bunch of high-paid suits coming down here making us feel good about what we're doing. These were hunters and fishermen who were taking time away, especially in some cases on, I think one time we even had this on fishing opener one year. Taking time away from what they love to do in their free time to come down here and advocate for something, not just for themselves, but for future generations. That's what this started off with. It's morphed in, and I've supported the arts, I've supported trails, all of us have. Nobody here has voted against them. We voted for them at some point in time. But the original proposal, the original groups, the ones that some of us are members of, that came down here and took of their free time and of their personal time, not their lobbyist time, to advocate for this are the ones that are unfortunately being left by the wayside. They're still a part of it, and I know they're maybe some of them wouldn't agree that they're held hostage. I'd say they are. But those folks that were down here many, many years ago that started this process are being left by the wayside, and unfortunately I won't be able to support this bill because of that.
Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, I consistently spoke against putting things on the ballot. I don't support initiative and referendum, but the legislature and the governor have the ability to fund these priorities for Minnesota, and had they been a priority for the governor, they would have been in his budget, and they were not. We have a responsibility to the future of Minnesota to figure out a way to take care of these important things: clean water, clean air, hunting and fishing. Those are the basics of the Minnesota quality of life. So even though I've consistently spoke against putting things on the ballot, I did vote to support the constitutional amendment for transportation, and I am voting to support this one, because until we have the leadership in the highest office, who is willing to put his money where his mouth is and fund the priorities of Minnesota to have a consistent quality of life here in Minnesota, we have no other option but then to put it on the ballot and let the voters speak.
Any further discussion? Representative Broad.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And from down here on the end, you know, this issue has, as everybody knows, has been supported on a bipartisan basis, not only this year and last year, but it's been supported that way for the number of years. And Representative Hillstrom, this issue was long before Polanyi. You can't drop this on his back. But the fact of the matter is that we offered up, the Republicans offered up in this committee and other committees, ways to improve the bill to get it back to its original intent, or if not to go that direction, to just make sure that the habitat and the environment pieces have additional dollars that are more in line with where the Senate is at than where the House is at. But unfortunately, as we tried to make the bill better so that we can support the bill, because a number of us do, we're turned away time and time again. Even an amendment we get on, the next day gets pulled back off. So, I mean, if we want to have this move forward on a bipartisan basis, which we do, we've got to let some fingerprints get on the bill. We've got to move the bill in a way that that both sides can and should and do support. But this bill doesn't do that. This bill has less money for habitat than the other bills. This bill has moved money into other areas that were not originally supported. So it's really, you know, it's really unfortunate, I think, the path that the bill has taken. I appreciate Representative Sertich bringing the bill forward. It's something that a lot of members on our side of the aisle have agreed with. And I don't think it's necessarily just saying the legislature is not going to take care of it. I think sometimes the citizens need an avenue to speak. And because we don't have initiative and referendum, their only avenue to speak is by doing constitutional amendments so that they can ensure that their priorities are funded in the way and the priority that they feel fit. So I'm hopeful that this bill can change throughout the process to fund habitat and the environment in a better way. I'm hopeful that in the end that's what it does, but it's not doing it here today.
Okay, any further discussion? Representative Lanning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, we've been hearing a lot of rhetoric about the regressive nature of our tax system in Minnesota. And yet here just now recently we passed an increase in the gas tax, which is regressive. We're considering this increasing the sales tax, which is regressive. Folks, if regressive taxes are bad, why are we doing these things? You know, I've supported the dedication of these same things with the existing sales tax. I did so in this committee before when it came up, and I would do so again today if that's what we had before us. But we don't. We've got an increase in the sales tax, another regressive tax. And for those of us who live on the border, I can't support a tax sales tax increase when my competition across the river in North Dakota is lower. Can't do that. So I vote no.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, then we'll take the roll.
Carlson?
Aye.
Atkins?
Aye.
Broad?
No.
Dabney?
Aye.
De La Forest?
No.
Demmer?
No.
Dill?
Aye.
Earhart?
No.
Hillstrom?
Aye.
Yaros?
Aye.
Coonan?
Aye.
Coles?
Business, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee.